You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, March 28, 2023. Downhill lullaby. E&Ps reap record 2022 profits, but eroding Q4 returns hearken a less idyllic 2023. Published by Nick Caccioni. Last August, we titled our review of Q2 2022 E&P financial results Camelot after rising oil prices and surging natural gas realizations drove revenues, profits and cash flows to levels that seemed like an unrealizable dream for producers that had teetered on the brink of financial instability just 2 years before. Recent year-end results revealed the strongest returns in the industry's history, much of which were distributed to long-suffering shareholders. But dreams fade and prices retreat, and Q4 2022 results suggest a far less idyllic 2023. In today's RBN blog, we review the record 2022 performance and more sobering Q4 results. After struggling to keep their heads above water since 2014, the 42 E&Ps in the universe of companies we track, which includes every publicly held U.S. E&P with a market capitalization over $500 million, but not integrated energy companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron, recorded back-to-back record profitable years in 2021 and 2022. These producers earned $82 billion in pre-tax operating profit in 2021, then doubled those results to $167 billion in 2022. The gap between E&P revenue, in dollars per barrel of oil equivalent, or dollar per BOE, and costs is negligible to negative between 2015 to 2020, with soaring profitability in 2021 and 2022 driven by healthy commodity prices and fiscally disciplined operating and capital expenditures. Total costs only increased 6% in 2022 to $22.66 per BOE. Lifting costs grew 20% to $12.73 per BOE on the back of a 57% increase in price-sensitive production taxes to $2.75 per BOE and a 12% gain in production costs to $9.98 per BOE. The rise in inflation impacted operating costs was partially offset by a 5% decline to $9.09 per BOE in depreciation, depletion and amortization, or DD&A, likely a result of the maintenance-level capital spending by the industry over the past 3 years. Impairment charges declined 61% to $0.19 per BOE because stronger oil and gas prices have eviscerated the large swaths of write-offs taken when prices plunged in 2015 and 2020. Exploration expenses were flat with 2021 at $0.39 per BOE, while other expenses fell 13% to $0.26 per BOE. Total Q4 expenses were $22.70 per BOE, basically flat with the $22.63 per BOE reported in Q3 2022. Year-over-year, a 12% or $1.37 per BOE increase in lifting costs was largely offset by a 70%, $0.87 per BOE, reduction in impairment expenses. Earnings were $33.69 per BOE in 2022, 83% higher than the $18.31 per BOE posted in 2021. Cash flow amounted to $43.37 per BOE in 2022, 51% higher than the $28.73 per BOE generated in 2021. The gain in realized prices accounted for the entire jump in profits. Realized prices were $56.36 per BOE in 2022, 42% above the $39.67 per BOE reported in 2021. However, things worsened in Q4 2022. Pre-tax operating profits and cash flow declined by $13.9 billion, 29%, from Q3 2022 to $66 billion, as a $13.4 billion, 18%, reduction in revenue tied to a roughly $10 per BOE decline in realized prices went directly to the bottom line. Cash flow also fell by $12.8 billion, 28%. On a per BOE basis, Q4 income and cash flow of $26.70 per BOE and $37.11 per BOE, respectively, were similar to the Q4 2021 income of $26.11 per BOE and cash flow of $37.22 per BOE. Oil and gas production for the companies we track totaled 5.2 billion BOE in 2022, 11% higher than the 4.7 billion BOE produced in 2021. ConocoPhillips led its peers in 2022 oil and gas production at 653 million BOE, 56% oil, 230 million BOE more than runner-up Occidental Petroleum, 54% oil. EOG Resources was the third largest producer at 333 million BOE, 51% oil, about 10 million BOE higher than EQT Corporation, 95% natural gas. Driven by surging crude prices, the oil-weighted E&Ps generated the highest 2022 pre-tax operating earnings and cash flow among our three peer groups. The 16 companies in the peer group earned $67.8 billion, or $38.70 per BOE, in 2022, about $31 billion, or $17.03 per BOE, higher than the $35.6 billion, or $21.67 per BOE, earned in 2021. The gain in realized prices accounted for the entire increase in earnings. Revenue grew from $47.55 per BOE in 2021 to $65.87 per BOE in 2022. Total costs increased just 5% year over year to $27.17 per BOE. Lifting costs were $14.39 per BOE, 23% higher than in 2021. Inflation drove production costs 20% higher to $11.53 per BOE, and price-sensitive severance and ad valorem taxes rose 42% to $2.86 per BOE. DD&A expenses were $11.49 per BOE in 2022, down 10% from 2021 because of more disciplined capital investment. Impairment and exploration expenses remained minor factors in 2022 profitability at 22 cents per BOE and 35 cents per BOE, respectively. Q4 earnings and cash flow for the oil-weighted producers we track declined 26% and 19%, respectively, to $30.19 per BOE and $42.96 per BOE, entirely driven by a 16% decline in revenue to $57.03 per BOE. Peer group income and cash flow peaked in Q2 2022 at $49.12 per BOE and $61.39 per BOE, respectively, when revenue hit $76.43 per BOE, 25% higher than in Q4. EOG Resources produced the largest 2022 profit in the oil-weighted E&P peer group, earning $14.4 billion, 14% more than Occidental Petroleum, or Oxy. EOG generated $18.3 billion in cash flow, slightly less than the $19 billion reported by Oxy. Pioneer Natural Resources posted the third largest profit at $10.9 billion while generating $13.4 billion in cash flow. On a per-unit basis, High Peak Energy, with its high oil cut, 85% of production, and relatively low operating expenses, $12.09 per BOE, posted the largest per BOE profit at $52.45 per BOE, followed by Diamondback Energy, $48.13 per BOE, and Denbury Incorporated, $46.82 per BOE. High Peak also led the peer group in cash flow generation at $72.47 per BOE, beating out Talos Energy, $61.70 per BOE, and Cullen Petroleum, $58.04 per BOE. Oil and gas production for the oil-focused peer group grew 7% in 2022 to 1.751 billion BOE, the sixth consecutive annual production gain. Oxy was the largest producer in the group at 423 million BOE, 90 million BOE higher than EOG Resources. Pioneer and Devon Energy rounded out the top four producers with output of 240 million BOE and 223 million BOE, respectively. The 15 diversified E&Ps we follow nearly doubled profits in 2022 to $63.6 billion, or $37 per BOE, from $32.4 billion, or $21.22 per BOE, the year before. As with the oil-weighted E&Ps, a strong increase in oil and gas prices propelled the earnings gain. Realized prices grew 38%, from $46.45 per BOE in 2021 to $64.30 per BOE in 2022. The increase in total costs was much more muted, up 8% in 2022. Lifting costs were up 25% to $15.66 per BOE, including a 70% increase in production taxes to $4.76 per BOE. But DD&A expenses $10.65 per BOE, impairment charges $0.16 per BOE, and other costs $0.05 per BOE, were lower by 4%, 79%, and 62%, respectively. Cash flow was up 44% to $48.59 per BOE. Q4 income and cash flow declined 27% and 19%, respectively, to $29.27 per BOE and $41.70 per BOE from Q3 results as revenue fell 16%, or $10.85 per BOE, to $56.34 per BOE. Profitability and cash flow peaked in Q2 at $46.64 per BOE and $57.82 per BOE, respectively, where revenue was 31% higher at $73.85 per BOE. ConocoPhillips generated the highest profit and cash flow among the companies we track at $24.8 billion and $33.1 billion, respectively. Peer group runner-up Ovintiv reported a $6.2 billion profit and $7.3 billion in cash flow. APA Corporation was the third-place finisher, earning $5.6 billion while generating cash flow of $7.1 billion. On a per BOE basis, Matador Resources led the peer group earning $51.96 per BOE and delivering $64.07 per BOE in cash flow. Northern Oil and Gas, which exclusively holds non-operated interests in oil and gas wells, was runner-up in profits with $47.74 per BOE while producing cash flow of $56.85 per BOE. Magnolia Oil and Gas was the third most profitable E&P, earning $41.80 per BOE while generating $51.06 per BOE in cash flow. Oil and gas production by the group rose 14% in 2022 to 1.76 billion BOE, the second consecutive annual increase and 18% higher than the pre-pandemic high in 2019. ConocoPhillips was the largest producer in the peer group, and among all of the 42 E&Ps we monitor, at 653 million BOE, 42% of the peer group total. Ovintiv and APA Corporation were second and third with output of 186 million BOE and 145 million BOE, respectively. Northern Oil and Gas recorded the highest production growth, 24% over the company's 2021 output. After drowning in red ink from depressed gas prices over much of the last decade, gas-weighted E&Ps recorded the strongest growth among the three peer groups in pre-tax operating income and cash flow in 2022. Earnings more than doubled from $11.60 per BOE in 2021 to $25.32 per BOE in 2022, and cash flow soared 87% to $30.66 per BOE. Revenue by the gas-focused producers increased more than threefold since 2020, again the highest rate among the peer groups, including a 62% surge in 2022 to $38.80 per BOE. Gas producers' intense focus on efficiency during the extended period of low prices paid off as production costs rose a mere 3% to $7.50 per BOE despite the inflationary environment. Total lifting costs were up 7% year-over-year to $8.14 per BOE because of a 75% gain in price-driven production taxes to $0.64 per BOE. DD&A expenses were up 19% to $5.11 per BOE. Exploration charges, 6 cents per BOE impairments, 18 cents per BOE, and other 1 cent per BOE expenses were down 9%, 57%, and 29%, respectively. However, Q4 income and cash flow tumbled 36% and 30%, respectively, to $20.38 per BOE and $26.19 per BOE from results that peaked in Q3 2022. The results were driven by a 26% decline in revenues to $34.19 per BOE, a retreat to Q4 2021 levels. Expenses for the gas producers were relatively flat in Q4 from Q3 2022. EQT Corporation, the largest U.S. gas producer, was the largest earner in the peer group at $7.9 billion while generating cash flow of $9.7 billion. Southwestern Energy, buoyed by major Haynesville shale acquisitions, was a close runner-up, posting a profit of $7.4 billion and cash flow of $8.6 billion. Chesapeake Energy and Coterra Energy rounded out the top four, earning $6.4 billion and $6 billion, respectively, and generating $8.1 billion and $7.7 billion in cash flows. Oil and gas production by the 11-company peer group was up 16% to 1.726 billion BOE in 2022, more than doubling 2014 output, including boosts to output from acquisitions. EQT was the largest producer in 2022 at 323 million BOE, 12% higher than Southwestern Energy at 288.8 million BOE. Chesapeake Energy and Coterra Energy both topped 200 million BOE of output during 2022. Chesapeake produced 244 million BOE last year, just ahead of the 231 million BOE produced by Coterra. In concert with lower oil and gas prices, E&P earnings are expected to be lower in Q1 2023. WTI oil prices are down 6% in Q1 2023 from Q4 2022 and down 18% when compared to Q1 2022. Henry Hub gas prices have had a much worse performance, with natural gas quotes down 52% in Q1 2023 versus Q4 2022 and 36% below Q1 2022. There is some enthusiasm regarding oil prices later this year, as Pioneer CEO Scott Sheffield said he expects oil prices to reach between $90 and $100 per barrel this summer. For natural gas, the Freeport LNG facility partially restarted operations last month after a fire that shut down the plant in June 2022. When Freeport LNG returns to full capacity in a few months, a lot of excess supply will be taken off the market. In addition to reviewing year-end and Q4 2022 results in their recent earnings calls, many U.S. E&Ps discussed their 2023 guidance. In an upcoming blog, we will analyze their forecasts by, among other things, comparing their price decks with the actual Q1 2023 pricing trends. Downhill Lullaby was written by Sky Ferreira, Jorge Elbrecht, and Tamarin Brown. It is scheduled to appear on Sky Ferreira's upcoming second studio album, Masochism, scheduled for release sometime in 2023. The song was released as a single in March 2019 and was featured as the 14th track on the soundtrack album Promising Young Woman. Ferreira commented while writing the song she sought to capture the birds in Snow White singing underwater while being slowly suffocated by plastic. Personnel on the record were Sky Ferreira, vocals, Jorge Elbrecht, bass, programming, production, Rune Kielsgaard, drums, Nils Grundahl, violin, and Lars Lundholm, Dean Hurley, Ira Grillak, Matt Neighbor, Nish Beisted, engineering. Masochism is the upcoming second studio album for Sky Ferreira. Following the release of her long-delayed debut album Nighttime, My Time, in 2013, Ferreira announced its follow-up, Masochism, in 2014. Release dates for the album have been postponed for the last 8 years. Two singles have been released from the forthcoming LP, now scheduled for release sometime in 2023. Sky Ferreira is an American singer, songwriter, model, and actress. She has released one studio album, 3 EPs and 10 singles, and has appeared in the films The Green Inferno, Elvis, and Nixon, The Trust, and Baby Driver. Ferreira has also modeled for several brands and magazines and has served as the spokeswoman for Redken hair care products. She was the opening act for Miley Cyrus's Bangers tour in 2014. She continues to act, model, and record.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.